نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We're going to base our discussion primarily on the sermon number 192 in Nahjul Balagha, which is also known as the Sermon of Qasi'ah, the sermon which degrades the devil, which actually allows us to ponder and think about how evil pride is and how much we need to push it away from our existence. And it's a sermon that also talks about certain responsibilities and tenets that people in an Islamic government and an Islamic society, in an Islamic ummah, need to keep in mind in their day-to-day affairs. And one of the discussions that we had previously, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us that, O people of the Muslim ummah, تدبروا أحوال الماضين من المؤمنين قبلكم, that think about the states, the situations that the previous believers, the believers of the previous generations faced. Contemplate about them, think about them. And then he goes on to say, كيف كانوا في حال التمحيص والبلاء, how they were in the states of difficulties and trials and tribulations. How was their reaction? What were they doing in those difficult times?
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, tells us that we need to think about these nations. One of the examples of those nations, or those people, those believing people that suffered a lot was the group called the people of the pit, Ashabul Ukhdud. These people who are the people of the pit, they used to get hold of the believers and throw them inside huge pits of fire, and they would witness them dying and suffering. But the Quran says that these believers continued their state of belief and remained how they were, despite the fact that they were being burned. They were being burned one by one in the most brutal of manners. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, ألم يكونوا أثقل الخلائق أعباء؟ Weren't these people who were suffering, who had difficulties and tribulations, wasn't the weight that was on top of their shoulders heavier than the weight you have? Wasn't it, weren't they carrying or lifting a difficulty that was beyond what you are carrying and lifting today? Yes, it is true. They suffered a lot. They had to struggle and strive. وَأَجْهَدَ الْعِبَادِ بَلَاءً. Weren't these people those that were under the highest of pressures due to those trials and difficulties and tribulations? وَأَضْيَقَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا حَالًا. Weren't these believers that we are speaking about that used to live before you more constrained, more, you can say, weren't they in a more tighter spot of difficulties and problems than you are? Like today, you as believers are in a better situation. Your economic situations are better. Your political and social situations are better. But that time, everything, they were constrained from all areas and all dimensions. But yet, they were able to remain and do what they were supposed to do.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as I said that Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to draw some parallels between the previous community of believers and the community of believers of today. But then he says that those believers that were before you, they had a lot of difficulties, even more than what you have today. And for example, he goes on to say, اتخذتهم الفراعنة عبيدا فساموهم سوء العذاب. That these pharaohs, these evil kings, used to take them as slaves and they used to punish them in the worst of manners. And you can just read history even today when you look at the history of the pharaohs. Just see how much torture those slaves used to undergo. And of course, some of those slaves were believing people. They were good people. They were people of goodness and belief. They would have to carry huge stones and rocks to make the pyramids, let's say. And they used to have to go through overwhelming amounts of humiliation to be at the service of these cruel leaders. And there were these types of pharaohs, not only in Egypt, but of course in different parts of the world. Even you can look at through the history of the world, you see different parts of the world had these evil leaders, and many times believers used to suffer under their iron hand. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes to say, وَجَرَّعُوهُمْ الْمُرَارِ. These evil leaders used to make them sip slowly and gradually the worst of tortures. Here the word jarra'uhum al-murar is used. Jarra'u means to swallow and sip slowly. Al-murar is referring to a very, very, very thorny plant. So basically it's a kind of an analogy to explain the amount of torture they used to undergo. Anyways, what we want to discuss, what Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to tell us here, is that, O people, when you contemplate about the believing communities of the past, also keep in mind that they used to suffer more than what you did. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to apply these teachings in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه